This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
She hasn't eaten there since in fear of contracting chlamydia from a foot long. Oh, all right, let's fucking go. I like this one.
Baby girl, I bought you like 20 followers today.
Yeah.
Like, what? Are you kidding me? Fuck.
This can't be real, dude. This can't be real.
All the strippers on TikTok are like, look how much money I made Monday,
they're
Tuesday.
Flexing them
I'm like, here. Yo, y'all are getting that bag. Like, I salute you. Okay, so like I kind of did something with it. And now my underwear goes up to my bra. This is the best one. I'm so glad I got to read this.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Welcome back to the Secret Goes Out podcast. How's it going? My name is Alfie Days, and this is episode 9. This week on the podcast, I'm joined by Meghan Trainor. Isn't that literally just crazy? I never thought I'd have Meghan Trainor on the podcast, and her brother, Ryan Trainor. I recorded this episode with maybe like 3 days ago now. We jumped on Zoom. Zoom? That's a new one. Jumped on Zoom. Good old Zoom. We jumped on Zoom and just had such a bloody good time. Like, it literally felt like I was just hanging out with friends, catching up. Although saying that, we were talking about some very weird topics, as you're about to hear. I mean, I say it was just Meghan and Ryan, but the entire family lived together under one roof. They literally all live in one big house together. So even their mum was just jumping in and having a laugh with us. They've just released a Christmas album. And therefore, since it is nearly Christmas as well, it would only be fitting if I threw in a couple of festive secrets at the end, which, I'm not going to lie, I thought they were going to be more lighthearted, just fun, festive little secrets. Turns out they were far more outrageous than the non-festive ones. I feel like this podcast, as time goes on, as you listen through, the secrets just get more and more extreme. So that's just a warning. If you're listening in for the first time and you're not quite sure how the Secrets Out works, I've been sent a ton of anonymous secrets from the public and invited some of the biggest celebrities to help me go through them. As well as hearing some of the most outrageous secrets that have been sent in by the public, my guests also share, and trust me, they do with this episode, some of the most unbelievable stories from their private lives too. If you haven't already subscribed, please make sure you do so. We're on episode 9. How have you not already subscribed yet? It takes 1 second. Just hit the follow button if you're listening on Spotify. Hit the subscribe button if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Or if you're listening somewhere else, feel free to hit the follow or subscribe button, whichever one they have on their platform. If you want to get involved and submit a secret of your own, then feel free to head over to www.thesecretsout.club. And your secret could be featured and discussed on the podcast. I feel like we just need to jump into the episode and have a laugh. Let's do it.
What's up? I'm Meghan Trainor, and this is my brother, Ryan Trainor.
Yo.
And we just made a Christmas album together called A Very Trainor Christmas. And so we're everywhere promoting it.
You've even the backdrop now, I wish people could see, obviously this is audio yes. only, but even the backdrop behind them is the most festive thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's been like this since August for us, so.
Has it been since August?
Yeah, man.
Who wants to kick off with a secret first?
You want to go?
Yeah, here's the deal. We just like.
Have you got secrets about each other? Or
no,
are they,
we're,
or are they about yourself?
We live together. I'm 26 and you're 28.
There's like nothing.
I'm 27.
I'm 28.
I'm 26.
I'm 28
in
a month.
Okay, 26, 27. We're five days apart. We're very close. We've toured the world together. I'm too much of an open book. So he knows every gross thing about me. And I know pretty much his whole life. So we were really struggling on like, do we have a secret from each
other?
Yeah,
it's been such a struggle.
It's been a mission for the last 12
hours. I think I thought of one.
It's not fun, but yeah.
You can go for it.
They're the best ones. I just recorded an episode with my mum, my dad, and my sister. And Ooh. It's been everyone's favorite episode just because of the family dynamic.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go, bro. Here's the only thing you don't know, I guess. So my secret is, you know I'm pregnant. That's not a secret.
Yeah.
But I recently don't fit in my underwear. So I had to get bigger underwear. And now my underwear goes up to my bra.
Wait. So your underwear is connected to your bra?
It's not connected, but it's as big as a parachute. And it goes up to my shoulder.
So is it just an atomic wedgie at all times?
No, it's because it's the granny's, so it hugs my whole
body. Is it being hugged? Is it being hugged around your entire body?
I kind of enjoy it. I kind of I'm not mad. But
okay. Definitely a secret.
That's a visual for you.
That's your life now.
That's my life now. When I pee, it's an event.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Imagine going into a restaurant and having to... take a while.
It's doing your quick changes on tour, pretty much.
Yeah, it takes a minute. Okay, there's my secret. What's your secret?
Bizarre. Okay. My secret is that I actually had the biggest in love with her crush at the beginning of the tour. JoJo.
Stop.
Huge crush until she lived with us.
Stop it.
Oh, I was like, this is the girl of my dreams.
That's what I wanted for you.
And then she moved in with
JoJo
us.
JoJo was my assistant and then became my best friend and soulmate. And she was so gorgeous that I wanted to fire her day one because I was like, this isn't going to work. My brother's
too much.
My brother's going to fall in love with you. And then he started living with her. And because now it's no.
So she moved in with us after the tour. And I was like, I'm no longer in love with this person. It's a different kind of love.
It's brother-sister love. Wow.
Wait, so does she still work with you guys?
No, but she's still my best friend.
Just good friend, yeah.
Yeah, she's coming to visit soon.
Cool. Yeah.
With her boyfriend.
No.
Wow, I'm sweaty.
Yeah, there you go. That's all right, I got you.
That was so good.
I had a fight with my sister and I was going away with the school to New York the day after. So I decided to take the remote for our bedroom television so my sister couldn't use it for the whole week. She still doesn't know that I took it to New York with me and I just pretended to find it when I got back home. That's evil. That's good. The remote is such a challenging thing in the house.
Wow.
That's so good. I love that she had it for an entire week as well.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's getting pleasure out of doing that the entire time she's in New York because she knows her sister's looking for it every single day.
That's clever. See, I wasn't smart enough to do that stuff.
That's evil.
Did you guys ever share a room?
When I was very little, I think we had bunk beds.
Yeah, right?
We had bunk beds. Once my mom's behind, they're like, yes. And we took turns and we rotated. We have another younger brother that's a year younger than me or 2 years. So we're all very close. We all live together.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Oh, you still live together now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love that. That's so cool.
Yeah. We have our own little wing of the house, but.
Yeah. I make sure I buy houses that are separate.
We see them all the time.
You can get your own space. Yeah. You can have your own TV remote so you can't steal each other's.
Exactly.
I currently have two boyfriends. Ooh.
Oh.
This, it kind of just happened. And now it's been 8 months and I don't know how to tell them.
8 months?
I've tried breaking it off with both of them, but they just don't accept it. They just don't accept it. Side note, I also have a kid to one of them.
Oh.
We had separated after the baby was born.
We both are holy.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I want to know what the dynamic is.
This just looks like a case of bad decisions were made. Make good choices. I was about to say,
when it was I've got two boyfriends, I was like, okay, that kind of sounds like something that people do when they're 9, 10 years old. Everyone's had a couple of girlfriends or boyfriends at the same time when they're young.
I've never done that.
Have you not?
I've never had two guys. Wait, what?
Load of, I personally haven't, but a lot of my friends have. I sound like I'm trying to backtrack now. I sound like I'm trying to backtrack.
I'm not.
But what I'm saying is, like, if she's got a kid with one of them as well.
See, that's intense.
I mean, this woman sounds powerful.
Or crazy.
Well, because it sounds like she's approached them, and then one is still just like, no, like I'm.
Oh yeah, like she's tried to break it off, and they won't accept it.
Yeah,
I feel like it's kind of easy for her because she's trying to break it up. So I feel like at the moment she has two boyfriends. The most fitting thing is none. She's tried to break it up with them. They're obviously not fitting for her life.
Yeah, she's.
I think she needs to just.
She's got her head in the right place. Yeah, and both. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
I don't think they want to leave. I think.
You can't not leave.
Yeah, you do. You
can't.
Well, they don't have to leave. Right, you gotta go. You're not wanted. If you're unwanted, get out.
I've never heard of that before, ever. The boyfriends just don't want to leave. I've tried breaking up with them, but they just won't accept it.
I feel like they made an agreement. They're like, this is cool. We're cool with this.
They have no idea. They better find out.
I was fired from my job last year, but I was too scared to tell my family. So one of my friends suggested that I should become a stripper just until I find out a new job. I did, and the money was unbelievable. One day, about 2 months into my new stripper life, my 19-year-old brother came in with his friends. He threatened to tell my parents about becoming a stripper if I told on him being at the strip club. It's been 10 months. I still work there, and neither of us have told our family.
Yeah, I mean, she's getting the bag.
Like all the strippers on TikTok are like, look how much money I made Monday.
They are flexing their money.
I'm like, yo, y'all are getting that bag. Like, I salute you.
It was her brother with his friends walking in, seeing her.
Yeah.
In the moment, especially if I had a little buzz going, I'd be really upset. And then if you explain to me, like I'm pretending if
I'm the stripper. Yep. Okay.
But if like the next day or next, you let me cool off and you go, look how much money I'm making. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, cool. But definitely in the moment, I would do the same shit. I'd be like,
you'd be upset.
I gotta get you out of here.
Yeah.
But then you'd show me the paper. I'd be like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. And then you know, like that's not the one you go to.
And then you got to keep it a secret from the parents because, I mean, she's 19. Yeah.
Wait, how old is she?
She is.
She's a strong 18.
No, just said last year. Oh, her 19-year-old brother came in.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing she's older.
Yeah, she's older. She's fine.
Okay.
Don't think she should be embarrassed at all about the job.
No.
I mean, it's always going to be awkward telling your parents that you're a stripper. But I don't feel like she should be embarrassed.
Unless you're cool parents.
If she's enjoying it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the weird part
was earning great money.
The weird part's the brother, but he sounds like a good bro. Like, he's going to keep her secrets. We'll keep secrets from mom and dad for like a week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. As long as we can. They figure out everything, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's only going to last for so long. And
they're going to find out.
And it should be, I mean, hopefully they're cool parents.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like she's got a good trade. She's got like the job that she's hiding, and he's just trying to hide that he's come into the strip club once.
Yeah.
Right, like, exactly.
She's got the good end of the deal.
Yeah. There. And I feel like my mom's the cool parents that she would love me and support me if I was like, yo, I'm finally paying rent. I'm finally like getting my life together and I'm in the strip club. And I should be like, wow, I love you. Do you need heels? You know?
Yeah.
That's
what can I
this
get
is
you?
Why this woman should tell her mom.
Yeah.
This woman should tell her just
she
in case
her.
She is.
Just in case her mom's really cool.
I think if the brother's listening, the brother should be demanding a little cut to keep it as a secret. If that was my sister, I'd be like, okay,
a
little
20%,
and I'll keep it quiet.
That's
20%. Smart man.
That's smart
man.
Smart.
Yeah.
I've been best friends with a boy for years, and recently, just under a year, he's been telling me he has feelings for me. I don't like him at all. I just see him as a best friend.
How do you
this is why this? Girls can't be best friends with boys. And it's like, I want that to be real. I'm always like, I was always friends with all his guy friends and I played baseball and football. But there's always like a moment if you're straight, there's always like a moment of like, uh-oh, I have feelings for you. Like, why don't you like me back? And like weird tension.
But this is the flip reverse of the most common secret that's submitted, which is usually falling in love with your best friend and not knowing whether to make a move or not and ruin the friendship. But this is the other way. This is my friend's fallen for me.
They should just...
And I don't know what to do.
They should just tell the friend. And if it works out, then they were meant to be friends forever. And if it doesn't work out, like, I've lost so many friends over the years. Like, you know how you grow up and you're like... Mm-hmm. We just kind of drifted, sure. And you were my everything at one point, and then you make new friends. Now my friends are my family.
Now and again, I secretly buy likes and followers for my girlfriend's Instagram to make her feel better about herself. She's always hyped when this happens. And seems so happy that people seem interested in her posts. Little does she know that they're all because I buy them on an app. I've spent so much money, but I can't stop. I just wanted her to feel good about herself. This is the problem. This is the problem we're having on social media. First of all,
you shouldn't need
that to make you feel better. And then this is a bizarre move. I've never heard of this move.
I don't think they're going to last at all when they find out. Yeah. I don't know. Like, the key to all my relationships in life are being honest, like, down to everything. Of like, I don't like your breath at this moment in the day. Like, telling the person that I love, like, this is how you make me feel. This is how, like, this will never end well. This is tragic. He's got this is it scary. Not.
Do you think this is the new, like, buying your girlfriend flowers on the way back from work? You just buy her some Instagram likes while she's on the train on the way back from work.
I didn't consider this as an option.
Like, I didn't. Yeah, this is crazy.
Baby girl, thing. I bought you like 20 followers. I got today. You. Yeah. Like, what?
Got you a dozen likes coming your way. Oh man,
this was a bad idea. This was a bad idea.
But he thinks he's being nice, though. It comes from a.
Yeah,
He could put that money, that energy, that time, those thoughts.
He could buy her a bag.
Long term. Long term is going to be so much better.
I get it. I just, I know. She shouldn't.
It makes me sad, though.
And also, that she makes me need that to so feel good. Sad.
Like, he should be enough. It shouldn't be the likes, you know? Like,
but that's what's wrong with social media.
Yeah, social media is no good.
It's so damaging.
I love how that literally hits us all harder than like
that was the hardest
falling
one.
In love with their best friend or like all
means,
of these other secrets.
He means well, but it's so damaging. Oh.
I was on a date with a guy. I quickly realized that he wasn't my type and only spoke about himself. So I left to go to the toilet, and on the way, I started chatting to another guy in the bar. I then went home with him, leaving the other guy at the bar waiting for me to return.
Oh, I'd be so mad. But then I would have a realization like, all right, I'm going to have to just move on from this date. Like, I hope that dude at the bar just figured it out.
So they were like scheduled to have a date.
Yeah,
but
these two are sat at the table having a date. One goes to go to the toilet, see somebody else, starts chatting to him, and then just ditches with that guy.
Okay, so like I kind of did something with it. But it wasn't like, hey, we're on a date. It was like we went to like a high school party or something together. Or not together. Yeah, did we go together? We went together and then I left with a different dude. And I guess he got mad, but he's never been like, I like you. It was my prom date. Great.
Oh, that happened.
Yeah.
Wait, on your actual, you did that on the actual prom?
No, not on prom.
Oh, okay. Just like that's random, even worse. You go to prom with somebody and you just leave with
somebody. Yeah, no, it was a random high school party or something. And I dipped. I wasn't being treated well though. I was like, I'm out. You were not great. So, and I was fine. We were fine. Oops. But if it's like you're on a date and like that was scheduled for you too, that's kind of ruthless. I'd at least lie and be like, hey, I have diarrhea, I have to go home, and then sneak out.
I mean, I've definitely been on a date and then been like, all right, I'm going to go home now.
Yeah.
And like send her off in an Uber and then I just go to another club.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've done this.
But not like,
that's like I would never
the old texting a friend to be like, call me and tell me. Oh, sorry, I have to leave now. Oh, yeah. Shit,
I want to
really
say
sorry.
That's where her head was at, but
she was savage. She just goes, all right, I'm out.
She said, bye.
That must have been at like the worst date of all time. If she's just like, I don't even have to say bye to this guy. Like, it's got to be a big city, just too. Like, I'm never going to see this person again.
Yeah, I wish she said, like, well, to be fair, he was awful or something.
Oh, yeah. All she said was just, like, kind of liked himself too much, I guess. guy sounded nervous.
This should be a TV show. And then, like, react it. Oh, it's good. I'm currently in my second year of university and I haven't told my friends that I have a 3-year-old son. What?
Oh.
They've all seen pictures of him, but they think he's my nephew. He lives at home, 2 hours away from where I live, with my mom looking after him. Next year, I am planning on moving him to live with me. Should I tell my friends about him in advance or have it be a massive surprise?
This is that's like crazy. How do you hold on to that?
How do you
secret?
Hold that secret?
How do you get away with it?
How do you get away with it? I've told him. Why would you tell them he's your nephew? Like, who cares? You got a kid. That's awesome. I want to.
Your
so
friends are
going to
be so bloody happy.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
they're going to be so happy for you.
They're going to be so pumped.
Also, if anything, they're just going to be more confused. I'd be like,
yeah.
Why have you kept? Yeah. Being
why?
Why?
Yeah. Like, why?
I'm rattled from this thing. I'm like, what's the point here?
Okay, her question is: should I tell my friends about him in advance? Or have it be a massive surprise when he gets here. When does he get there? Next year? Woof.
At this point, they're going to be like at some like friend's wedding in the future and they'll have like a 14-year-old son. Yeah, By the way, this is my son. They'll be like, wait, what the fuck? What?
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a massive surprise.
I mean, at this point, you might as well do the wait for the massive surprise. You've held on to like for this long?
You've held on to the biggest secret of your life. Yeah, Go ahead and wait and then be like, ta-da, here's his birth certificate. Yeah.
Here's my 4-year-old.
That's
bizarre.
Yo.
Go for the big
bang. Whenever we get secrets in like this, I'm always like, it's crazy that somebody living such a normal life, just a second year of uni, can be holding on to something so big. Like, it always makes me think about, like, what is going on with, like, my friends or my family? Behind closed doors, like, what that you just don't know.
We have no idea what any humans scare me the most. Humans scare me the most.
It's scary,
that's my
isn't
biggest
it?
Fear. Like, what's actually going on in your life?
This is just flat out impressive to me.
It's impressive.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My mom was shouting about me getting chlamydia. All right, let's bring that one back. My mom was shouting about me getting chlamydia, and my little sister overheard. I didn't want her to tell anyone, so when she asked what it was, I said it was an illness caught at Subway from a dodgy sandwich. That's actually a phenomenal lie. She hasn't eaten there since in fear of contracting chlamydia from a foot long.
Oh,
all right, let's fucking go. I like this one. I love this one. Honestly, you don't like need Subway in your life. Like, this is
yeah,
good.
This is probably best for your sister.
That's fucking
that's
hilarious.
Hilarious. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
chlamydia
great.
Is just you eat a bad Subway sub. Just watch out. You might get the
Oh, no. That's fine. Okay, my little sister overheard.
Yeah, so now this little sister is going to be like, probably scarred for life from Subway. Like,
yeah, which is best, whatever.
I mean,
she's going to be walking past with her friends in like 2 years and be like, no, let's not go there. You're going to get chlamydia if you go in there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
I, like,
yeah,
what?
That's
I would let her, like, I would just like keep that with her and then let her figure that out on her own one day. From Subway, right? Her friend will get it. She's like, oh God, did you go to Subway?
That's true, dude. She's going to be telling everyone.
That'd be hilarious. Keep that one. That's a good one.
Oh, man.
Just let it ride.
That's creative. That's just flat out creative.
I know, man. People are smart. Your reading was trash in this one.
You read that first sentence, bro.
My mom was shouting about me getting chlamydia.
Yeah. After you heard me say it twice, you read it off the fly.
It's the mom that messes us up.
One time, I had to take care of my friend's pet budgie while she was abroad. And when I was feeding it, I forgot to close the window and it escaped. I felt so bad, I brought a new one that looked the exact same, and she's never realized.
Yep. Yep.
What was it, a bunny?
A budgie, a bird.
Oh, a bird.
Easy swap.
I've never heard of a budgie.
Easy swap.
They won't know.
Dude, to be honest, like, when we first got Biggie in the first, that first house we were living in,
Biggie's my little micro dog.
We got like this tiny
micro dog.
It was micro Maltese. Yeah,
she's peanut.
Like, there'd always be close calls of sitting on the couch and almost crushing her because she would like to burrow in the couch. And me and Justin would always try to devise of like, okay, we need like another one on deck. Like,
oh my God.
you need one just at the ready.
We almost killed her.
Bro, she was so small that in our minds, we'd just be like sitting there like, we might have to replace this dog one day.
Dude, thank you for thinking of that far in advance for me.
I would swap it. To swap out a bird, easy peasy. She never has to say anything.
Also, my biggie, my little dog, has one eye that goes the other way. So I'd be like,
My dog has that as well.
Yeah, it's so cute. I would have been like, who's this? But birds, man, they all look the same. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think that's a good friend. I think they've got a good friend there. Looking out for you. That's a good friend.
Good job.
Yeah.
I remember one of my neighbors actually when I was younger. My neighbors had like a younger daughter, and I swear they swapped out their goldfish. Died. She had a pet goldfish, and I swear it must have died about 6 times.
Oh yeah, yeah,
those
yeah.
One
yeah.
goldfish lived so long,
yeah.
and it never lived that long. They were just switching
they
that
had
guy
to.
Out.
Yeah,
fish
oldest
died.
Goldfish of all time.
It's like an achievement if you don't kill your fish. I have a vivid memory of me showing my parents that I could fart on cue. Years later, I realized I wasn't farting. I was queefing!
Oh.
I'm 27 and this memory still haunts me to this day.
Oh my God.
This is the best one. I'm so glad I got to read this.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. First of all, I salute you for your talents.
Yeah, how do you do it on command?
Second of all, we've all done embarrassing things when we were younger in front of our parents. I have plenty of those and I'm scarred for life. Two, is it something that they just like, they can't talk about it? See, that's like something I'd bring up with my mom. Be like, y'all remember when I was just like queefing all the time thinking it was fart? Yeah, that's how close we are. And we would like laugh about it. But
yeah, it would just be funny now.
Yeah.
Especially you're 27. Like that's
it depends on who her parents are.
Yeah. you'd be like, did you guys know I was just running around the house queefing?
Yeah, also, did they know? Like, do you, like, was it like a, or like, like, do they know she was just queefing on him and they just let it ride and they're like, haha, silly girl?
Yeah, because it's kind of like got a specific sound.
It's kind of specific, huh?
It's a little more airy.
Yeah, like, oh, my cheeks hurt. You know what I mean? They gotta know. Because then, like,
I mean, the supportive
they
parents are just like,
know.
Look at you.
Yeah, way to go. Don't do that. It's cool. Like, that was good. I love that person, whoever they are.
I hope she's still got the talent. She just
I know.
At like a party.
What a
it's
gift.
Like a party trick.
I think that was for life. Yeah.
I think I saw a girl on TikTok do that too. I've seen way too much.
No.
Yeah. She was like, watch this trick.
There's some weird shit.
And then,
on TikTok,
Oh, yeah.
There's many talents. Many talents on TikTok.
Imagine that's your cool
good
talent, though.
On Queef Talk.
Queef Talk. My cheeks hurt from smiling.
Okay, switching things up a little bit. I've got 3 festive secrets now coming in next.
Okay, perfect.
When I was younger, I always had doubts about Santa being real. So I decided I'd see for myself by recording the living room on Christmas night. I didn't tell my parents because I had suspicions that it was them acting as Santa.
Uh-oh.
I set up the iPad to record and went to bed. When I checked the video the next day, it was only about 30 minutes long. I didn't catch Santa, but I did catch my parents having sex on the couch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is no good. This is no good.
I looked around. I was like, they fucked.
Yeah. No, this is gut-wrenching. This is gut-wrenching. I feel terrible for this person.
Because, like, one, it's, like, the hardest part. It's your first heartbreak when you find out Santa's not real.
Yeah, first of all, Santa's not real. And
No. Santa could still be real. They might have had sex, and then Santa could have still. There's still a glimpse of hope.
So they just walked. They just walked in and then had sex. Mom, they set up a video camera to catch Santa, and their parents were just fucking them.
Dude.
She's one of us.
I love how your mom's in the room watching. Yeah.
This would ruin me.
Luckily, I've never caught my parents doing that, but I have friends who have walked in on their parents, and they've never been okay since.
I can't think of anything worse.
Yeah. It's a tough visual. I mean, sorry, Mom. You're gorgeous. That's a toughie. That poor kid, that Christmas was ruined.
When you're expecting to have a video of Santa himself dropping off your presents.
Yeah, dude.
And instead, you just have your parents having sex on the sofa.
I wonder how old this kid was.
He was probably, that's trauma.
He just goes to the parents like, how could you do this if Santa's going to show up?
Yeah, what would Santa think?
Yeah. Santa's coming and you guys are doing this. He's going to leave you.
Have so many question marks in my head. I'm like, were they full ass naked? Were they like doing it like parents when they have 5 seconds to do it? I don't know. Like, what
I feel
did
like one of them
is
dressed
see?
Up Christmassy. One was dressed as Santa, surely.
Yeah, 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 100%.
And then
surely.
Yeah. Mom was...
And then his
Santa?
Mom was fucking Santa.
Yeah, dude, there's so many levels of trauma to this story. This poor kid.
I don't think he did dress up as Santa because then the kid would have just been like, Mom, what are you doing with Santa?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would have been there. That would have been in
there.
That'd
be even more scarring. Santa's out.
Santa's out. Screw Mom's Santa. Out. Ruined my parents.
Yeah. One Christmas, I was working in a department store as a festive elf and greeting customers as they entered. I'm quite a tall guy, so I'm not sure why I was chosen for this role. At the time, we were also handing out free hot chocolates. So naturally, I helped myself to about 13 hot chocolates. Okay. Later in the day, I realized that the milky drink was not getting on with my stomach. You had 13, dude. And even later that day, I shat myself. Oh. I didn't make it to the toilet, so I ended up just throwing my boxes away and going commando under my costume. Tights on bare ball sack was not comfortable. Dude.
This guy's a man.
He did it to himself. Like, one or two hot chocolates max. He just takes down 13.
He must have been so high off of sugar, too. Like,
bro.
Let's go!
So
I guess,
tall
I don't know, man,
dude.
But that job is tough. If that was my job, I'd be sucking down some hot chocolates.
I don't
but also
know.
Don't shit yourself. Like,
and then this elf was just letting it all hang out, dude.
And then, yeah, those tights are tight.
Yeah, they're just, they're revealing everything.
There's children there.
That's a good, I mean, like, good last minute move. He's like, all right, just got to throw away the boxers and keep at it. Like, that's a good elf.
That's just a tough day on the job.
Yeah, that is commitment.
Yeah.
Commitment.
I would have been like, I have to go home, you know?
How are there no one around to be like, hey, buddy, how many hot chocolates is that? Like, you might want to slow down. Like, you're going to have a problem.
I mean, think about those department stores, though, man. It's like one person every 50 feet, you know?
True,
like,
true,
alone.
True. I just love that he's super tall.
Yeah, that's a great visual. See, this needs to be reacted. Like, reenacted?
Yeah, like, an animation
show,
or something like that.
Shit,
such
yeah.
good visuals.
Oh my gosh.
Do it. Last Christmas, I accidentally got really drunk and was feeling really sick. Thinking I'd be fine, I walked into the kitchen, but then threw up all over the turkey. I wiped it off with kitchen roll and pretended it didn't happen, and everyone ate it.
Fuck you!
You're
get
terrible.
Out of here, piece
order
of
pizza.
Shit.
Order pizza.
What?
Are you kidding me? Fuck.
This can't be
you.
Real, dude. This can't be real.
It has to be.
No.
Oh, they were really drunk.
Wiped it off with a kitchen roll.
I'd be like, yo, I messed up, guys. I really messed up. I got drunk. I threw up.
Yeah, you would have to. Let's order.
I'll buy the pizza. Order it on me. Like, I'm so sorry. They made them eat it.
Dude, I would puke again if I saw everybody eat a puke turkey. Like,
that's like, yeah, that's like knowing your, oh, man.
Dude, imagine like, and I'm like, just
I'm sorry, where is she? Was it Christmas? You're with family. You watched your ma eat your throw up turkey.
So at the end of every episode, I always like to ask the guests who they think should come on next. So is there anyone in particular that you know or you think might just be fitting and might enjoy coming on and chatting about these kind of things? Is there anyone that springs to mind?
Next episode, they're asking
who we
recommend to be a guest on their show.
Tom Jones.
That's my guy. I just did the voice UK with him. He's awesome. Or like Ollie Murs. Ollie Murs.
Yeah, we were going to have Ollie Murs on. We were chatting to him at one point, but he wasn't around.
I'll text him. You should do it because he would be hilarious. And he probably has way better secrets than us.
Yeah.
He's a mess in the best way.
Amazing. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving us your time. This is great.
Have a great Christmas. Good luck with the album as well.
I had no idea how fun this would be. This is great. Thank you.
I'm still thinking about the Subway sandwich.
I'm still thinking about the throw up turkey. So messed up.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Secrets Out podcast. I really appreciate you listening all the way into the end. It means a bloody lot. Next week, I'm joined by Jamie Lang and Francis, and I'm so bloody excited. I feel like it's going to be the most outrageous out there episode. I've chatted to both of them beforehand, and they're like, just go for it. Let's talk about anything, any topic, whatever you want. We're down. So I've prepared... some of the most out there secrets we have had on the episode. It will also be episode 10, which means that after next week, we're having a little break over Christmas, and then we're coming back in the new year with technically, sounds a little bit fancy, technically a season two of the Bloody Secrets Out. So as I said earlier, if you haven't already subscribed and you want to check out next week's podcast and you want to check out the new episodes in the new year, please make sure you subscribe, you follow along. Feel free to leave a little review as well. Let me know what you think of the podcast. And I'll see you next week for episode 10. It's going to be a big one. Appreciate you listening. Have a good one.